Now I'd like to tell you the difference between dad's earlier life and mother's earlier life. I know very little about mother's early life. She never talked about it. She never said anything about it. Her growing up. But by God, I heard a lot of stories about dad growing up. When he went to school, he used to walk down to school. Now, mind you, the farm was about 4 miles. I would say about 4 miles from the school. And he walked down to school in the morning, and he said he used to cut cross lots. And I couldn't really figure out what the cross lots was. And he used to cut cross lots and pick up Bob Brown on the back road, the Cheshire Road. And they'd walk down together, and they'd go back that same way. And that's 8 miles of walking a day. And then he had his chores to do. Chores to do before he went to school, and chores after he got home on the farm. They had plenty of chores for him. And I could just imagine in the winter time, walking 4 miles, my Lord. Whew. In those days, hardly any car. There wasn't any cars on the road. Not when he went to school. He was born in 1889, and to 15 years, you add 15 years to that, and no cars on the road, just horses. And I believe in his high school years, I believe he had a horse that he, I don't know if he drove it or rode it. I'm not sure about that. He might have, in the latter years, in his high school years, he might have had a horse. But, and he went to school in Lowellville in his lower grades, then down to the big school, the high school, right in Marlboro, in the later years. Then, of course, he went to New Hampshire University, came out a chemical engineer 4 years, and he came out a chemical engineer, and he couldn't follow it up. He had a good job offered him in some company, I don't know what it was, but Grandpa George had to have him back on the farm. They didn't have anybody to do the work. And so consequently he went back to the farming. And he, of course, then in 1915, when he was 26 years old, he was married, and they bought the farm up above the farm. And in 1915 he bought that, and as I've said in the past ones, I think he had that paid for when it burned in 1923, I believe. But anyway, that was the amazing things about Dad. As I say, earlier in Mother's life, there was never any stories told about her. Of course, she and her sister, there was only one in the family. And Mother went to Keene Normal School, and she came out as a teacher. And she taught school for a very short time. And then, of course, she got married to Dad, and they had the 5 children. But her early days, I knew nothing about it. No, I can't give you any answers on that. But she was
She was no spendthrift, I'll tell you that. She was very thrifty. She took care of the money, and by Gary, went around. We always had good clothes and food and a roof over our heads, but nothing extra. We used to go for rides on weekends in the pickup, but it depended on, well, summertime was the time we could ride around. But I knew a lot. Dad told a lot about his earlier years, but Mom, I never heard any stories. I can't go along. Can't help you out at all that way.